following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
I hate him!
You told me to sparkle!
Some bullshit, yo!
I wanted to package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap.
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad, I turn to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Back to throw with 15 seconds. Looking, a lot of time. Deep into the end zone for Bryant. Up in the air. The ball is caught for a touchdown! With 6 seconds left, Dez Bryant may have just redeemed himself. Here's Scott
Graham. After reviewing the play, the receiver's hand touched out of bounds prior to him gaining possession of the ball. The pass is incomplete. It is third down and 5 on the 37.
Unbelievable.
I am tired of this. It's nothing more but a big, fancy, large contraption.
Right. Right, and they built the end zone an inch too small.
Son of a bitch.
I got to give it to the ref. That takes balls to go out there in front of 100,000 people and do that. You really know that, man. He was hoping nobody saw him pull up that day.
Tony Romo! Like. Yeah! Fire!
I don't even know why Tony Romo should be fired. The whole freaking team should be fired. Dez Bryant has no idea what he's doing out there, dude. He really doesn't. That first interception was clearly his fault. I love it. I love to see the Cowboys lose, but like my wife asked me the other day, who are you rooting for in this game? And I really, it's the Giants and the Cowboys, honestly. It's like watching puke battle with shit. I don't like it. You know? All I'm looking for is something funny to make fun of. And we got it there at the end of the game, didn't we?
Oh, my God. It minutia. Doesn't end. It doesn't end.
Minutia, man. See, in my opinion, that's a catch. Because on any, there's no way that you, if you're going to reduce it to that much minutia, well, it sure looked to me like the tips of those fingers where the actual skin curves wasn't actually touching the ground. Can you prove to me that that hand touched the ground exactly on that way? They have reduced this game to meaningless bullshit, really.
Do you ever wonder, do you ever wonder if you look back over time, how many calls were wrong prior to instant replay?
Dude, when NFL Network, I have decided, you know why they don't show us any real good old games? Because we'll know.
Right.
Every time I watch these old games, man, I'm watching, I'm going, that's a penalty. What the hell's the, what, that's a penalty. No, it wasn't a penalty, man. They used to be able to play football back in the day. That would have been a call to touchdown.
Yeah, I know.
The fact that it's the Cowboys makes me happy.
Hey, look, I'm not saying it was, because it's, you know, I was so excited
by the
when
rules.
When the ref's hands went up. Oh my God, I was going insane. First off, we should have never even been in position to win the game, and the fact that I thought we had done so was just unbelievable to me. I was out of my mind. And as soon as I saw the replay, nobody had to say a word. I went, "Oh, that's going to be reversed." I was and then I texted you and I said, "I'm going to vomit."
I know. And I was waiting to hear about the vomit. Yeah, they've just reduced the game to a point where such small, minor, minute, it's just too tiny of an edge anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Too tiny of an edge. All takes right. away from the game.
Well, that's all I even want to talk about that. So
fine by me. The Giants won. F them. And the Cowboys, too.
I know. Yeah, you know, and the Eagles lost, the Redskins lost, and I was all set. It was perfect, you know, whatever.
Hey, you know who the Redskins can stop? Nobody.
I know.
Nobody. We can't stop a single pass play.
Well, you will.
Anytime
a
team runs the ball, they do us a favor.
You will next week, because I have Cam Newton, and it just doesn't matter. I'm just snake-bitten this year in fantasy football. It doesn't matter what I do.
Well, the trade deadline's tomorrow, and I've heard rumors about Steve Smith maybe moving around. We'll see.
I wish Steven Jackson needs to go to a contender, man.
I've heard about his name. I've heard his name, too. I think they're pretty much done with him. That kid Richardson's pretty freaking sharp. He's fast.
Anyway, I'm Tom, he's John, and Mr. Tilliard.
Hey, what's up? This is John Tilliard, and you are listening to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour number 210.
Thank you, John.
210. You!
Yeah.
You! So I thought that it would be obvious, John. We're also going to need one for 211, 212, 213,
right,
214.
Right.
So come on.
Yeah, do it all
at
once.
Get on the stick.
Yeah. And speaking of you, Stephen A., you are a liar, and we're going to get to you coming up. Also, Mr. Cooley's back in town. Torg is not. Yeah. It wasn't so sticky in San Diego as we have come to find out. Asante Samuel, John, may be my new favorite player. And
yeah, he's a trip.
Crazy coaches in Wyoming, all that coming up. But first, speaking of your Redskins, you know, and I'm sorry we were off last week. Couldn't be helped. There's nothing could be done about it. But the week before that, we were recording the show, and I got interrupted. I had to walk out of the studio, and we're still, you know, things are still recording. And then I came back. So, you know, once we were done, I had to make an edit there because you would have heard nothing. Well, I thought nothing. But when I went back to edit that out, as I'm listening to it, I hear this.
Now, see, this is the part of the show that nobody will hear but Tom, right? So, just for you. And I know you'd never say it out loud, but I know RG3 scares the shit out of you. I know you wake up in the middle of the night.
I had no idea you said that till I'm sitting there listening back to the show after we recorded. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Well, you know, rest assured, it doesn't make any difference how many interceptions Tony Romo wants to throw. None of our guys are going to be anywhere close enough to catch one.
Well, so. I know you got to love the fact that Chris Cooley's back in Washington.
Well, you know, the fact that we lost our potential Pro Bowl tight end is the reason why. So, no, not really. You know, I'd rather have the guy that can fly down the field and catch passes.
Yeah, I know, but you'd probably like to have them both. I know how much you like Chris Cooley, and who wouldn't? I mean, who would not love this guy on their team? He's great. But I thought it was funny because he said that literally he has text correspondence trying to negotiate a case of beer into his contract. And
he's Homer Simpson.
I know. Well, they wouldn't do it, obviously, but he just wanted it in writing so much, he said. You know, he just wanted to see that in his contract, something about free beer. I thought that was hilarious.
You know, Mike Shanahan was like, beer? What? He wants beer? What the hell is that? What's the cap value for beer?
What the hell?
Now hear this, what? Puny mortals.
Oh, no. Here he is.
I have had enough.
Enough of what?
I sent that hurricane to New York as a message to Rex Ryan and the Jets to start Tim Tebow and start him now.
You know, it's pretty rude, God, just interrupt our show like that.
I work in mysterious ways, Tom. You dare not question me. It's bad enough watching the damn team get smoked by the 49ers. I have to sit back and watch the Dolphins beat them while my nephew sits on the bench. The Dolphins! I swear to me, do you see Hard Knocks? I mean me, damn it, Tom. Their coach is about as exciting as a mouth fart. How in the hell does he even have that team winning football games? It was all I could stand. And so I say this. That was just the beginning. Start Tim Tebow or feel my wrath. I have spoken.
Oh, brother. Hey, God, what do you do on Halloween?
Same thing everybody else does. Turn off the lights and pretend I'm not home.
Ah, okay. I'm just checking. All right, are you done? Can we get back to our show now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have spoken. When I say I have spoken, that's the end of it, Tom. I should not be spoken again.
Thank you. Jeez, John, what is it with him?
I don't know. Every 2,000 years or so, he feels like he has to say something. But hey, man, if I'm Rex Ryan, I'm really thinking about it because he sure as hell screwed up. He fucked New Jersey all up, man.
I know. I saw the whole boardwalk was like gone. You know,
in lots of places.
And the Atlantic City boardwalk was gone. But you know, interestingly enough, all the poor areas of Atlantic City were trash. The casinos are just fine.
Oh, they're fine.
How about that?
They're perfectly fine. They're perfectly fine. Everybody around here went absolutely hog shit crazy, and all I got was Leafageddon. There was leaves down. Tom, we've got leaves down all over the front yard. Hell of a lot of rain and some leaves. Oh, well. Our buddy Diamond Joe is still without power as we are recording this. I don't know if he'll have it back by the time we release it, but still in a hotel room without power.
I actually did not lose power this time. We had some pretty hellacious wind, but other than that, we were fine. So,
you know, for our friends in the UK, I'll make this joke. You know, Tom, when I have hellacious wind, I use Beano. There you go. They're all laughing now.
Jesus.
What the hell?
We were going to talk about this last week because San Diego had lost to the Broncos the week before last. And there was an investigation going on whether the Chargers were using Stick'Em on their hands.
Yeah, that's what I had heard.
They were being investigated for it, but apparently it turned out it wasn't the case.
Obviously not, because it didn't work at all. Unless you want to count the fact that all of his passes in the second half were sticking to the Broncos.
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Man.
What an implosion.
Peyton Manning looks like Peyton Manning.
I don't know if it's Peyton Manning. I mean, he beat the hell out of the Saints, and they suck. Their defense is almost as bad as the Redskins. And the Chargers went up to Cleveland and laid the biggest, fattest egg I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Seven. That was the
most
boring game of the year.
Got to go back and look at the game film, find out why we only scored 6 points against this piece of crap team up here in this goddamn shitty city. Oh. Seriously. Who loses their job first, Norv Turner or Andy Reid?
You know what? Neither one.
That's a stumper.
And you know what? The funniest part of that is I keep hearing Andy Reid to San Diego.
There you go.
That's funny.
San Diego should be used to it, though. They're better prepared for it than Philly. I mean, you know, Philly was shit for so long. San Diego right now knows what it's like to get their taint tickled and nothing else.
Wait,
that's all Andy will give you. He'll tickle your taint, and that's about it.
Whatever. You fire Andy Reid, bring in somebody new. You're still not going to have anything but a can of chunky soup in your trophy cabinet, so I don't care.
Dude, they're going to bench Michael Vick. They're going to bench Michael Vick.
No. And he said, that's fine.
Yeah, that's $100 million to hold a clipboard. I don't care.
Right.
Go ahead, start Nick Foles. You'll see.
He's probably tired of getting the shit beat out of him. That guy gets crushed on every friggin' play, man.
I think he got the shit beat out of him in prison, didn't he? Oh, he got it pushed up in him. I'm sorry.
Anyway, last time we spoke, we talked about this, the local ESPN affiliate here, 97.1 The Fan, and Scott Torgerson making that tweet that he wished Desmond Howard would get fired or die so he could watch game day again. Like I said, we all knew it was a joke. Maybe it was in bad taste, but we all know he didn't really want Desmond Howard to die. And he got suspended indefinitely. And then Kirk Herbstreit just absolutely went off on him. And, you know, it was all blown way up into something bigger than it needed to be. Well,
right.
Now he has been fired. He has officially been
Torg
fired. Torg is fired.
Torg lost job. Torg on breadline.
So Scott Torgerson wrote on his website, it said, I have been fired by 97.1 The Fan. No severance, no health insurance with a newborn and a wife with AFib. And I'm not quite
AFib.
AFib. She's his wife has AFib. It's some sort of, I don't know.
Who knows?
Some sort of ailment. He says, I want to thank everyone for their support. I want you to know I reached out to the Desmond Howard family and they accepted my apology. I am truly sorry for the tweet. It was a joke, nothing more. I will write the same thing I tweeted that day. I am sorry if I offended anyone. Please don't send Desmond Howard or his wife tweets. I do have counsel, and unless something changes, I will file a lawsuit. My counsel feels we have a very strong case, so I will not comment. On Herb Street, no comment. Sorry, I can't say a word on this one. If he could say something to Herb Street, I wonder what it would be.
Torg have lawyer now. Torg sue Herb Street for all Herb Street worth. But first, Torg wants set records straight. Torg only joking when Torg say Torg want Desmond Howard to die. But Torg not mind if Herb Street drop dead. No. Torg mean Torg sorry. Torg not mean it. Torg not want Herb Street dropped dead. Torg be satisfied with Herb Street being maimed in car accident. No. Torg sorry again. Why Torg always must say such outrageous things? Torg too outrageous for Torg's own good.
Oh, shoot.
Torg not want lose new job. Torg cannot afford it. Torg have infant and wife with whatever AFib is. Torg promised you this, though. If Torg see Herb Street in Torg's drive-thru, Herb Street gets something extra on his cheeseburger, if you know what Torg mean. Oh, Torg have to go. Boss coming. Welcome to Wendy's. May Torg take your order, please.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Torg not really want Herb Street to drop dead. Psych! Torb really wanted Herb Street to drop dead. Torgo, Herb Street fall off.
Well, I tell you what, Herb Street doesn't have a whole lot of friends around here anymore after all that. That was a very popular show. And
look, it's absolutely outrageous, dude. I mean, seriously, how long would you and I last on the air?
Oh, yeah.
A day?
I tell you, my brother-in-law texted me and said, you guys should go get that show and take, and no. I'm like, are you kidding, dude? We wouldn't get through a half an hour.
We wouldn't. We do this show an hour a week and we can't get through anything like that.
Oh my God.
You're right. They'd shut us down instantly.
You have to be boring, bland, safe, vanilla radio to survive in the world of ESPN. It's just...
What do you think, Tom? That there Kirk Herbstreit and Desmond Howard on College Game Day, they're sure a treat to watch, aren't they?
They're nifty.
10 past the hour. Looks like sunny skies today. There you go.
We would not last.
No.
So the fact of the matter is there's no way this show is ever going to get on conventional radio. So... we're really seriously considering, $12 a year to listen to it.
Well, I wondered that. I said, if our listeners, as upset as you guys got about us missing 1 week.
Right.
You know?
And maybe not even making a show this year.
I know, right? If you had to make the choice, okay, you have to pay 50 cents a show or give up the show, what would you do?
Right.
People will go out and pay.
And
people go out and pay $10 to go to see a movie at the movie theater, not knowing, and they come out and say, "Well, that sucked," and they paid they paid $8 for a pop and $10 for a popcorn. So you spent $28 to go eat popcorn and watch a crappy movie. Would you give up 50 cents to listen to this show for an hour? I'm just asking.
It's the biggest entertainment bargain on the planet, that's for sure. And really, I mean, if we talked about something like $11.95 a year, I know a lot of people send us donations.
$11.95.
So
don't you like how Bang pulls that $11.95? It's not really $12. It's just $11.95. What are we? Walmart?
I bid Romney, and I approved this market.
But seriously, a lot of you sent a lot more money than that. So,
and a lot of you didn't.
We'd save you some bucks. Man, a lot of you didn't, you cheap bastards. Come on, get up off the stick there. Jesus Christ. And whatever they use in South Korea, we'll take it, Adrian Lord. Come on, flush us out.
Yeah, and you know, we could let go of some of our part-time work if we did that, and we could dedicate more time to doing a much better show. Could this show get any better? It's already amazing, for Christ's sake.
Well, I tell you what we could do. We could definitely maybe do it for, you know, we wouldn't be so concerned about having to jam it all into one solid hour. Because I'll tell you what, if we get to 59 minutes, Tom starts hammering on my head. Rush it out. Come on, hurry up.
Well, damn it. I got other shit to do.
Right. So do I. I could, you know, if we could do that, I could do cartoons because we'd have some income, and I could tell some of these smaller jobs go away.
There you go. All right, well, let's
something to think about.
Let's give them some of this great show. Let's talk about Tiki Barber.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Tiki Barber. We haven't done that in a while.
Well,
from Torg to Tiki.
That's because this is how irrelevant he has become. That's why he is now available for hire. All right.
Oh.
Yes. And I love the title, Memorable Experiences with Tiki. All right. Here you go. This is what you I'm not kidding.
Memorable experiences with Tiki.
Listen to this. You can have Tiki Barber, you can go to lunch or dinner with him for $500, John. Okay.
Okay.
Tiki, by the way, if you just started watching football, Tiki Barber used to play running back for the New York Giants. Just thought I'd mention that.
If you've just started watching football, and we're your first exposure to this.
Not to be confused. Well, you know what, though? How many times do we get emails from, you know, this guy? Hey, my friend doesn't even watch football, and he loves your show. I turned him on to your show, and he loves it. Anyway, not to be confused with the incredible cornerback that is Rondé Barber in Tampa Bay.
Right. The ageless wonder.
But he will join you and your guests at a meal. You choose the restaurant, and you choose what you want to talk about. Tiki will share stories from his career throughout college and the pros, get insights into what it takes to be one of the best athletes in the world, up to 2 hours. Now, John, think about this. Again, this goes back to, if we had all our listeners paying for the show, we might be able to afford to drop $500, have dinner in the studio, and we could have Tiki Barber on the show, and we could talk to him about whatever we want.
We could get some Chinese carry out and just sit in the studio with Tiki Barber and say, so Tiki, what about that day? And he go, oh yeah, that was the day I fumbled 3 times, and the first one was because I was not holding the ball tight enough, and it just got punched out. And the second time was just another time I wasn't holding the ball tight enough. But that time I just dropped it all by myself.
How about what we could do is we could pay, if y'all paid for the show, we could get Tiki Barber to come have dinner with us. And then I could put on a Donovan McNabb number 5 Eagles jersey. And he could put on a number 20 Buccaneers jersey. We'd go out in the parking lot and videotape him pretending to be Rondé, intercepting Donovan McNabb in the playoffs and shutting the vet forever.
Oh, that is priceless.
Yeah.
That is priceless.
We can do that.
Oh, man. We could Tiki ask him, what happened between you and Coach Coughlin? Well, he called my mother a whore. I didn't.
He did. He called my mama a whore. He said, how did your mama have 2 babies that look exactly the same? She must be a whore.
You whore.
All right. Now, for $1,000... he will complete your foursome for a round of golf. He'll be the perfect fourth for your Sunday outing and will spice up the round with tales from his time in the pros.
Tales from his time in the pros.
That's what it says. It's exactly what it says.
Oh, hell, that's pretty good.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, you know what? I remember right after I retired, they went to the Super Bowl and won. God damn it.
I'm just wondering if he actually wrote this or if his agent, can he afford an agent? I mean, man, how far down have you fallen when you're, oh, this is the best. $1,000 for celebrations. You can invite Tiki to join you and your guests at your birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Bar mitzvah,
wedding,
or anniversary party. He'll be sure to be entertaining company, it says.
Having the gila.
Now, how does he know he's entertaining
company? Him at a bar mitzvah. I've never been to a bar mitzvah, so I have no idea. But I could just imagine, like, Tiki saying, you know, for extra $15, I'll read the Torah. I'll read from the Torah.
They make him sound like Jen Sturger, like a game day hostess.
That's what he is.
No, right?
He'll come to your bar mitzvah. He'll come to your wedding and kiss your new bride.
Oh, my God. Now, check this out. This is the response. I love this. This is a response to this whole thing with Tiki from Barstool Sports. And you know Barstool, dude. They pull no punches. They say what they think. They don't care how nasty it is. I love Barstool Sports. Check them out on the web. They're awesome. But they wrote, I'll tell you what. If I ever went to a bar mitzvah and Tiki fucking Barber was there, I'd turn around and leave so fast it would blow your yarmulke right off your head.
Oh, I have to wear a yarmulke?
Bar mitzvahs are all about glow sticks and inflatable saxophones and lifting Jews in chairs and dancing to the cha-cha slide. Not hanging out with some arrogant, delusional asshole. What the hell is Tiki Barber going to do at a bar mitzvah? Besides try to fuck all the young Japs. Oh,
Jewish American princes.
Juniors, right. And leave yet
Oh, you say you played the football, did you?
And leave yet another wife. There's only so many of those to go around. Certainly don't need some big black dude taking them from you. Now, it goes on to say, now, if I could create some sort of custom package where Tiki would appear and tell me how to avoid being one of the most hated men in New York City, I'd probably pay for that. Maybe a luncheon where he explains how it's possible for someone to be the greatest running back in a franchise's history, yet have the entire fan base hate you because you're a backstabbing, gossipy little bitch. Perhaps work in how to bail on your pregnant wife, marry a slutty intern, and be so arrogant and convince yourself you're the greatest thing in sports broadcasting, even though you can't hold down any job at all. Now that's Tiki's area of expertise, and I'd pay at least $250 to learn how to avoid being one of the biggest scumbags in the world.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe I should only charge $900 for dinner with Tiki. Oh, looks like Burger King tonight.
Oh, great rant, Barstool Sports. Good job.
For $1,200, I will do the starfish with you.
Yeah. How much does it cost for Tiki to be your prison bitch? You know that's on the list. That's on the list you have to ask for. Right?
I need money. I'll do anything.
That's $5,000.
You don't even have to... Yeah, you don't even have to beg or knock my teeth out of nothing. $5,000, you get a blowjob from Tiki Barber. And while I'm letting you come in my face, I will tell you all about my exploits on the gridiron.
Which is where I usually left the ball.
That's right, that's always where I left the ball, was right there on the ground. Until Coach Coughlin came and told me to hold it way up here by my ear.
there's a story for you. That cost $1,000.
Ooh, let's eat.
Yeah, and you know you're paying for his dinner, and he's ordering the surf and turf, right?
Right.
He's not just getting a salad.
Right.
Oh, I haven't had a good meal in a month.
It's a Tiki Barber sitting at dinner.
Oh, do you know this is the first time I've had dinner this week that has not come out of a can? I want to thank you all. I got too many kids and too many girlfriends. Say, how's your wife look? Let me see your wife.
All right, let's see. What do we got here?
Maybe you can get a 2-for-1 and get him in Plaxico.
For $5,000, he'll shoot Plaxico in the leg.
Yeah. Plaxico will show you how to carry yourself without being a bitch.
Look, man, you just keep your ass to the wall, that's all.
All right, so I went from hating Asante Samuel to loving Asante Samuel. Because
it doesn't take much.
Yeah,
does it?
Well, he's no longer an Eagle. He's now an Atlanta Falcon, and he was with the Falcons when they went into Philadelphia Sunday and bitch slapped the Philadelphia Eagles,
knocked the crap out
Boy,
of them.
They did.
I mean, you know what though? I got to think that if Juan Castillo would have been there, maybe it would have been different.
Right.
You notice the time they fired Juan Castillo, and the Eagles did not turn the ball over even one time.
Yeah, good thing they fired him.
The defensive coordinator's gone. And no fumbles. Yeah. Very good.
Yep. The defense is all better now, right?
Yeah, Todd Bowles, he did very good. You know, because if it was me, I probably would have let the Falcons score maybe 50 points.
Well, anyway, after the game, Asante tried to go up and, say hi to Andy Reid. You know, he was played for him and stuff. And apparently Reid would not even acknowledge him.
You got to realize, when you're Randy Reed's side, things that come up to you usually are like in an orbit. You know what I mean? He's probably got all sorts of things that are revolving around his freaking gravity, so he just doesn't even notice it.
I'm surprised he can see anything past that damn mustache.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he's lost weight, except there. That mustache is like, no one's ever allowed to see my chin again.
Well, that's because half the food gets stuck in the mustache. That's why he's lost weight.
It's called saving it for later.
He could probably wake up at 3 a.m. and have a friggin' snack with what he can pull out of that damn mustache of his every night.
Got a bit of a snack on. Oh, hey, look, here's a half a hamburger.
Oh, God. Anyway, so they were talking to Asante in the locker room after the game, man, and he just friggin' goes off. Listen to this.
He said Reed wanted to talk to you. What was that about?
Can you believe that? He didn't speak to me. Like, it's my fault. What did I do to you? You know what I mean? I think it was the way we was dancing out there. He got to him a little bit. You know, we'd be rocking that thing a little bit. You know what I mean? You don't want to speak. I walked up to him. What's up, coach? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. He deferred the ball in the first quarter. What the hell? Oh, man. Just next question. What's up? I thought every coach was supposed to have a first class, you know, mentality. You know what I mean? I don't think that was first class. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
What did he do when you tried to go to him?
I was like, hey, coach, what's up, man? I got number love for you. I named Big Red what I did. So I just hit him on the belly a little bit. That big belly.
That big belly.
Then y'all hear the crowd. They was chanting something, wasn't it? They was like, I don't know what this crowd was saying. What they were saying?
Fire Andy.
Oh, they were? That what they were saying? Ooh, that's crucial.
That what they were? Yeah,
that's kind of crucial. I got booed, but you know what I mean? It's all good.
What they were saying?
What they were saying?
That what they were
saying? Oh, I don't wish that on nobody. Even though I got done pretty bad, I don't wish that on nobody. So make sure y'all put that. I don't wish nobody get fired, but you know, I don't know. Maybe something got to be done.
Not personal.
No, none personal. It's always business. That's what y'all told me when we worked our deal out. Howie, Andy, it's never personal. So I don't know why you didn't speak to me, because it's not personal. It's all business. Ain't he the best coach after the bye week?
False.
Not personal.
Go ahead, next question.
Did he and Fred Smoot go to the same school?
It's all business. It's all business. You know, I went up and tried to talk to Andy Reid. Andy Reid said, no, sir, I'm not going to talk with this nigga. I'm going to let him just rub my belly. So what? Anyway, we got him patting him on the belly. We had LeSean McCoy smacking him in the belly in a playoff game a couple years ago. Is that what everybody does on that team? They just smack him in the belly all the time?
That big belly.
That big belly. That big
that
belly.
That big, giant, huge belly.
I love that. When he was asking what they were saying, but it was...
That what they were saying?
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 Man, what is that?
I can't even decipher that. I can't decipher that. I did notice, though, that at the end there, he made sure to make sure that everybody knew he didn't want anybody to get fired. So apparently, Torg has taught the world.
Wait a minute.
That big belly.
Oh, that's not what I want. Hang on. Wait a minute.
That what it was here? That what it was here? That what it was here? That what it was here?
It's Johnny Weissmuller.
Wow.
Asante Samuel.
Did you see him? He start dancing around.
We be rocking that thing a little bit.
We be
That what it was here? 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 We be rocking that thing a little bit.
We need to get a burp in there from when he rubbed Andy Reid's belly.
That big belly.
Right. So I love Asante Samuel now. Yeah, we could have him.
Well, you know
we,
why?
We have him or, the or, truth Fred, of the him or Fred Smoot on. You wouldn't know the difference.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they sound exactly alike.
Well, I found Fred Smoot. I found him. I know where he's. I know what time he knows his call.
He was like hanging out at the bar down the street from you. What do you mean you found him?
He's on the air.
Him on the radio.
yeah. He does a call in segment on local radio here. So I found out when, and I will be listening carefully.
I thought maybe you found him in like some alley somewhere or something.
No. Yeah, he's down there drinking a bottle of brandy with Torg.
Right.
You read it, but got to be watching what you say. Torg story.
Now that's a conversation I'd pay to listen to. Torg and Fred Smoot.
Torg down and out, Fred Smoot.
Tour got to be stopping wishing death upon them damn Heisman Trophy and Super Bowl MVPs.
That what they were here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's Asante. Yo, Asante, come on down here. I'm here with Torg.
All right, let's. We got to get to break. We got to get to break.
Yeah, here. We do.
But when we come back, man, it's only going to get better. All right, I just want you to think about what you're going to be paying 50 cents for, or what you would be paying. I mean, remember, we have not said we're going to do anything. We're just trying to gauge here and
hypothetically.
But think about it. What if the show went away?
Yeah.
What if the show went away?
Yeah, what if the void in your life, all for two quarters?
Right.
That's it. Two quarters. And I'll even take euros. So all you guys over there, don't worry about it. All right, hit the break.
Bang! Cartoon Radio.
2006.
If you have not heard, Al Jazeera requested, and I believe were granted media credentials for the Falcons-Saints game Monday night in the Superdome.
That's right. Al Jazeera is going to be at the Superdome Monday night.
I just wonder what they're going to, you know.
Well, they're going to be there, and they're going to cover the football game, Tom. They're going to cover the football game. Look at this beautiful stadium. It's got just a big dome on the top. I can see down there, but the goalpost, you can hang infidels from the goalpost. We can have our beheadings here on the 50-yard line.
And look, dare number 7, the great Satan himself, Michael Vick.
Oh, I could see how they call the game right now.
Oh, no.
Here, you are looking live at the Superdome, home of the New Orleans Saints people as they take on the Atlanta Falconbirds. And the infidel takes the snap from the bloodless dog, and it takes the ball around the left hand. The great Satan is trying to chase him down the field, and the great Satan dives. He can't get him. The infidel crosses across the field, and it's a touchdown. Touch him down for the infidel.
Oh, look, he is the most dangerous player in the NFL.
He is the most dangerous Satan in the NFL. He can use his hands and feet at the same time. He should have them cut off because he's using them too much.
Oh, no.
Those cheerleaders, I can say almost all of her. Oh, my God. I've got to gouge my eyes out. Look at those cheerleaders.
I tell you what, if you want some offense with your hot dog, you're getting it tonight.
You know, to win this game, I think I'm going to have to score some points. I do believe that to win this game, Abdul will going to have to score some points.
Are you retarded?
Are you retarded?
Are you retarded?
It's going to be fun. Let's go down to our sideline reporter, Leslie Visser. Leslie Visser, we would talk to you if you were properly covered, but you're not. You are a slut. Somebody kill her. Touchdown!
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Hey y'all, this your girl Cheryl Underwood from Los Angeles, California, and I am so mad. Why? Because they said I was about to get banged. I didn't know I was listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. This is bullshit.
Valley Traditional High School is in the middle of a racial controversy right now. A teacher used the N-word towards a student. The word is only 6 letters long, but the impact is far-reaching.
And what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Keyshawn Chavers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player, a member of the ROTC, an honor roll student. He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga. And I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school district says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
He tried to say I said it, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it, because I didn't.
Documents from the school investigation show that several of the students interviewed from Valley did not hear Keyshawn say the N-word first. Dawson says that students use the slang version of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says N-I-G-G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they'd say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still used the slang version to feel more comfortable with black students.
Why is this word used so frequently? So I just don't understand it. And I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga. Yeah, you know, nigga this, nigga please, nigga. You know, can you lend a nigga a pencil?
What kind of example are you setting for your students if you use a word that you don't want them to use?
Upon reflection, that's not good.
Dawson was suspended for 10 days without pay from January 9th to January 23rd, and he has to go to diversity training. He says that he's learned from this experience and hopes that others think twice before using the N-word.
I will never say any form of nigga. I'm cured of that.
He's cured, John. You know, one of you guys listening, just to save me the time, find out if he's back teaching down there. Just post it on our Facebook page. I want to know.
He's in the class telling the Polacks to sit
right
down. Hey, get the hell out of the door, you Jew bag.
All right, now, you guys, we've played that several years ago. That happened. And the reason I played that was just to establish that before we move on to the next subject here. And before I do that, real quick, I just want to say, coming back from break there, you heard the ID from comedian Cheryl Underwood. Dude, she's on the show The Talk now. The women talk show they have during the day, CBS or whatever. I think it's on CBS with Sharon Osbourne and them. And she is absolutely freaking hysterical. She came to town and she came into the radio station and hung out with us. She wants to fly us all out to the show to be at the live studio taping of the show. Yeah, she talked about having us do that. And then we went to see her at the Funny Bone Comedy Club, man. Dude, she is, I mean, the girl is hilarious. She got to be the funniest woman on this planet.
She is pretty
good. And she listens to us. So, love you, Cheryl. Thank you. You are friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
Oh, Stephen A. Smith, you are a liar. And I'm going to tell you why, because the first thing we got to do is play you what he originally said. And it went like this. They were debating
right
on First Take on ESPN2, as they always do. And they were talking about Kobe Bryant not playing in the opener because of a sore foot. And Stephen A. starts freaking out.
Open tonight, Kobe Bryant is going to miss it because my foot is sprained. Are y'all crazy? Please.
Okay, enough about that.
All right, look, I don't care, Stephen A. You can try to spin this however you want. Listen to it.
Please.
What is he saying, John?
He's asking for a nickel.
Nickel, please.
Please.
He needs 5 cents. I think it's pretty obvious, Tom. He's just a little short for the pack of crackers he wants to get out of the machine.
Are y'all crazy? Please.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Steve. All right. Seriously. And if you'd have just said, I'm sorry, it slipped, it would have been so
He'd
much
been
better.
Fired.
It would have been fine.
You know that. You can't say that.
Oh, bull.
Bull, you know that. You've been saying that on this show for years. If he says, I'm sorry, he's fired.
No, he not, right yeah, thing. But he wouldn't be fired for that. He wouldn't.
I don't know. They fired him once.
Nope.
They fired Michael Irvin for something close to that.
Did they? What did Mike?
Yeah, he said, he didn't say nigga please or anything like that, but he was he said something that was close. I can't remember what he said. Oh, he got fired from ESPN for what he said.
I don't remember.
I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what it was, but he did.
Was it no? Was that
it's Donald Duck saying nigga please. Actually, no, Donald Duck said that in the Roger Rabbit movie.
Was it
doggone stuff?
Was that it? I don't remember what he got fired for.
What the hell's going on with him over there, Tommy? Has he got some sort of disease?
Oh, I know what it was.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, dude, I found his podcast.
Michael's?
I found his podcast. Yes, Michael and it's the Eminem podcast, and I've got a hold of it, but I can't, because it's only on NFL.com, and it only comes through iTunes, so I can't download it and cut pieces out of it, but I'm going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, you just give me a link. I'll get it.
Okay, because yes. God damn it, it is
oh,
funny.
Oh, good.
It is funny.
Good. Anyway.
Yeah, he's pretty good on
so
it.
So after Stephen A. said, then this is his response later in the afternoon.
There have been numerous reports out there that I've uttered a word I should not have uttered. I'm going to repeat this one more time. I did not do so. I'm a New Yorker. I speak very, very fastly, and sometimes my words are misconstrued, and I get that. And if I were to say such a word,
fastly.
Because I work for this network, because this network would never condone such a thing, I would instantly issue an apology, because obviously it would be a huge mistake on my part if I did utter such a word. But I did not. I was speaking fast, and I can understand how it could be misconstrued for those that were listening to me. But I did not utter that word. This is the second time I've had to say I did not utter that word in my career at First Take. I hope this is not something that I have to revisit in the future. Maybe I need to slow down, make sure I articulate myself clearly and precisely every single word that I utter out of my mouth. But please understand, I did not say the things that they are reporting that I said. And hopefully, I will not have to ever address this again.
Deny, deny, deny. You lie, you lie, you lie.
Please.
Yeah.
Fine by me. Fine by me. Because you know what?
He's a liar.
Here's what I say, okay? The people who are going to get offended by this are the people who are watching television to find something to be offended by.
Right, exactly. Because I don't care. It don't bother me at all.
Right. Because you know what? As just because of the way of the thing you played before about with the school teacher there, there are two versions of that word. And we all know what he's saying, and we all know what he means when he says that, and he's on a sports debate show where he is supposed to be argumentative, and let's face it, this is how we talk. We talk like this all the time. We say things that we don't really mean literally all the time, like Torg thinks that, you know, Desmond Howard should die. We say things all the time that we don't really mean, like, you know, Tom, I think you're full of shit, which is not to say that I think there's actual feces coming out of your mouth. Right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
We say things all the time. And when you put him on a show like this, that he is supposed to argue and he's supposed to debate and everything like that, who gives a rat's ass? All right? If your little kid is watching that show, that's your fault. All right? If you are a church lady who can't abide by that show, then turn on Lifetime. Watch some freaking poor woman get beat by her husband and then get him in the end. Whatever. Just don't bother with it, because that's what it's all about, arguing.
What you said was racist, so you should be fired for saying it.
Yeah, where's Al Sharpton?
We don't like that.
Yeah, where is he?
Something must be done.
Yeah, come on.
Al Sharpton lost all that weight and now has the biggest pumpkin head I've ever fucking seen. Dude, that thing is like a gigantic rock sitting on the top of his head. And I wish I had the tape of what he said after the first debate, because I heard it. God, it was hilarious. I can't even get into that right now. But I don't want Al Sharpton showing up. I don't want anybody yelling at Stephen A. Smith, because for one, I don't want him fired.
I don't either.
And for two, I'm tired of people being so fucking oversensitive about everything. Everything. Y'all love this show. Y'all love it so much you're ready to pay 50 cents a show for it. But do you realize that if we put it anywhere in the public arena, we are going to be set up on, we're going to be burned at the stake, right?
Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah, you do. You got a family.
Wow.
But, you know, this is, we allow the idiots to run our lives nowadays. We really do. These freaking tiny.
But that's what I mean. When I say I don't care, you and I, we don't allow them to.
Right. Right, that's right. That's why we'll stay right here and charge 50 cents a show.
That's exactly the whole attitude of, if you don't like it, don't listen. I didn't ask you for your approval. I don't care if you feel like you have the right to not be offended. If you don't like it, don't listen. Hate my guts. I don't give a shit.
Right. Right. And you know what? That doesn't say that I think that we ought to allow people on the radio to say,
well, I think we ought to hang all them goddamn niggas from a tree.
Exactly.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Right.
We can speak like we normally speak. I can tell somebody to shut the hell up and not worry about it, or ask my ass and not have to worry about getting fined $500,000 for saying somebody should, you know, do something anatomical with my rear end. Right. It's fucking stupid. You know. It's how stupid do you feel for a guy sitting in the booth watching a football game, and he's a former offensive lineman, and now he's the color commentator on, let's just pretend it's Dan Dierdorf. Look at him out there. He's been kicking his fanny all day. What fanny? Fanny? Do you know how many times he said fanny when he was on the field? Never.
Right.
Never. We are used to this. We're okay with it. We're football fans, you know?
And it please.
Right.
Right.
It wasn't like he did. It wasn't like he went Dr. Laura.
I didn't call anybody a nigger.
Yeah, but you said
nigger, nigger, nigger.
Right.
Right. That's a totally different context. Exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, man. Back the fuck up, you goddamn little church mouses. Shut up and leave everybody alone. You're ruining the fun for everyone.
Get away from the door, nigger.
Yeah. Man. And it's not like
you're causing a fire hazard, nigga.
He didn't even put ER on it. He was like the T, you know.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
How much do you think Tiki Barber would charge if we paid him to go hang around in that teacher's doorway? Just hang around the doorway and see if you can get him, make you sit down.
All right. Okay, yeah, so Stephen A., man, I'm a little disappointed in you, but I guess I get it. You deny it, and I guess you decide if you just say it didn't happen, then you believe it didn't happen, then I guess it didn't happen.
And then please!
Yeah, you know what happened.
Right, right. And you know what? As long as it doesn't end up with him getting fired, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I don't want him fired. You don't need to apologize to me, Stephen A.
Right, he's got to apologize to that one tight-ass lady that's watching the... You know, the other day I was watching the ESPN, and I was hoping to see some of the ladies' gymnastics, and instead I saw this Schwarzer saying, nigga.
You know, nigga, nigga this, nigga, nigga, please, nigga.
I tell you what, though, I can go on ABC TV and say Schwarzer.
Yeah, right.
You know, I can use the old Jew slur, the Jewish slur of it. I can go on and do with Mel Brooks all day long. I don't care.
All right. We need to move on.
Get away from the door.
We got to move on. And this is interesting because this has to do with the Air Force Academy. And
okay,
you know, I, speaking of another guy who apologized, the old coach to Barry.
Afro-American kids can run. I just want to recruit speed.
Well, he's not there anymore, unfortunately. Right. I wish he still was. But
he told the truth, though.
Yeah, got this off of Yahoo Sports. Frank Schwab wrote this. The Air Force Academy has an honor code which states, "We will not lie, steal, or cheat, nor tolerate among us anyone who does." Well,
so.
Wyoming coach Dave Christensen didn't think the Falcons football players were living up to the letter of that code during Saturday's game. Of course, this was like October 13th, I believe it was. So instead of shaking hands with Air Force coach Troy Calhoun after the game, Christensen screamed at him. About the service academy being dishonest by intentionally faking an injury to gain an advantage. Christensen apparently got angry when the quarterback, Connor Dietz of the Air Force, lost his helmet, started toward the Falcons sideline, but then went down to the ground holding his head. Well, what that did is gave the Air Force, you know, an injury timeout. Right. Now, you know, because in the NFL now, if you're at the end of the game and you get an injury, it costs you a timeout.
Right.
Okay, but in college, you know, an injury doesn't. And it does seem a little fishy because Dietz, the quarterback, he told the Colorado Springs Gazette after the game that his head felt great. Well, you know, and again, player who lose their helmet, they have to come off the field for a play. There is no timeout, but they have to come off the field.
Right. Well, you can't play without a helmet.
Right, but by falling to the ground and playing hurt or being hurt, they get a timeout for it. Well, and then the backup.
But he doesn't have to sit out a play for being injured, because in the NFL you have to sit out a play if you're hurt.
Well, yeah, he does.
They avoid that problem.
Yes, he does, but the clock stops.
Okay.
Because of the injury. Well, and then backup quarterback Cale Pearson comes on, scores a go-ahead touchdown on Air Force's next play, and the Air Force wins 28-27. And Christensen just could not let Dietz's alleged injury go, maybe injury, whatever. And he yells at Calhoun after the game, and Calhoun says, you know, "This is not a conversation I'd have with my mom, not that kind of dialogue." Well, we have the audio. I don't know how it got out there, and I don't care. I'm just glad it did. This clip alone, just this clip alone, is worth your 50 cents.
Hell yeah.
So here is the Wyoming coach, Dave Christensen, right after the game, talking,
at the handshake.
Yelling
this
at
is
Air
Force,
right at Air Force coach Troy Calhoun instead of a handshake.
Certificate fuck you! And receive a commemorative rally towel. Also, a portion of all ticket sales will be donated to the Army Foundation for Cancer Care. Don't miss Bronco Busting and Cancer Crushing. For tickets and information, visit bombingathletics.com or call 877-MILE-FAN-1.
Mr. Fucking Howdy Doody. Get in your fucking locker room. That's fucking bullshit. You have no fucking ethics, Troy. No fucking integrity.
Stop.
Oh,
you'll
get your fucking
cross conscience,
fine boy!
Wow!
Howdy doody! Oh my god!
Mr. fucking howdy doody!
Mr. fucking howdy doody, John!
Mr. fucking howdy doody!
Yeah!
Oddly enough, that was Howdy Doody's original name. It just didn't test well with the kids' market. People don't even know who Howdy Doody is anymore, and it's still a great insult.
I tried to find the play. I wanted to see how it went down, and I couldn't find it. I'm going to keep looking for it. Again, if somebody has seen it, you got a link. Post it on our Facebook page. But the coach of Air Force, just based on the way he was walking and looking and kind of grinning.
Oh, he's just smiling at him.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the Wyoming coach might have been right.
Well, I think he was probably right, but you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like to me, instead of yelling at the Air Force coach, he ought to be looking for his defensive coordinator. That's what I think.
Right.
How the hell do you let a second stringer come in and do that to you? But the way that the Air Force coach is walking and smiling looks to me like a guy who's in a fight that doesn't want to be in a fight.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's like, yeah. Please, leave me alone. I like at the end there where he tells him to get in his fucking locker room.
Well, Sunday after it went viral... Mm-hmm. Guess what the Wyoming coach said?
Oh, he apologized, didn't he?
I want to apologize to Wyoming fans, the Mountain West Conference, and the game of college football for my actions and for the comments that I made after our game against Air Force. I let my emotions, my passion for our football program, and the frustrations of the first half of the season get the best of me, and my actions reflected negatively on our program. I have always tried to teach the young men in our program the importance of sportsmanship in our game, and with that said, I believe it is important to let them know that when you do make a mistake, you need to stand up and take responsibility for your actions, and that is what I am doing with this apology.
Mr. fucking Howdy Doody!
Right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to call him Howdy Doody. Oh, shoot. He apologized. So has he still got a job?
I
think I read that he got suspended for one game. But
saying his
really?
Actions do not represent. Yeah, it says the issue should blow over soon, but it added an unusual element to Air Force's victory.
You know what? If I am the Wyoming people, all right, for one, how many fans of Wyoming football are there? Like 10? There's only like 14 people in the whole fucking state. But number one, what I blame this on is the person with the camera on the field who's taking the pictures. I don't just look at the rest of the... See, this is where I have this problem, Tom. Everybody else around the world has decided, oh, well, because of the cameras, we have to watch what we say. No, that's a private moment on the field between coaches, man. Now, you never hear what they say. You never do until this one, right? But you never hear what they actually have to say. We didn't get audio of Colonel Coughlin yelling at Schiano in Tampa Bay, right?
Well, usually you really don't hear anything, even when there is a camera on him, but he was just screaming so loud, I'm sure somebody's like, wait, get this, you know.
Either way, the fact of the matter is, I really doubt that's the first time we've ever heard anything like that between two coaches on a controversial play. I really doubt that in the history of the NCAA, that's even the 100th time we've heard something like that. People need to relax, man. What do they think we watch football for?
I immediately started, you know, the first thing that's popping in my mind was Schwartz and Harbaugh after the Lions 49ers game last year.
Yeah, and you know what? That got broken up. Everything was handled. But we didn't hear what any of them had to say, you know?
Oh, I wanted to. I wish I could have heard
it. I wonder if it was similar. I wonder if, you know, Schwartz looked at him and said, take your howdy doody ass out of here.
Mr. fucking howdy doody.
Right. Okay, now, also in Wyoming, this is a high school football coach.
Okay.
He has resigned in the wake of this controversy over an offensive questionnaire that he distributed to his players called the Hurt Feelings Report, John.
Oh, a questionnaire. The Hurt Feelings Report, Tom. I see.
the hurt feelings report. Are you
boys,
kidding me?
Boys, I think that the best way to get ourselves a couple of wins is to get in touch with our feminine side. So, why don't you fill out this here form?
Oh, no.
He's going to sign all of them 50 Shades of Grey to read before they finish the playbook, right?
Oh, that book's full of all different kinds of feelings. I don't think that's yeah. Those are different kind of feelings there.
Until you just crashed a 3-wheel car.
This is crazy. All right. This paper was handed out to the players before a playoff game last month. And I'm gonna go over this. And it's
all right.
Oh my God. There's it says hurt feelings report. And they got a couple little like cartoonish faces. One's yelling at the other one, and the other one's got a sad face. Also a little bit down the page, there's a little just a circle face, like a circle with a sad face, and right. It looks like he's got a little black eye with a tear coming out of it. Anyway, let's see. Date. This is how you fill out the form. I'm just telling you things right. You fill out. Date.
Right.
Time of hurtfulness. Okay. A.
Okay.
Which ear were words of hurtfulness spoken into, left, right, or both? B.
Okay.
Is there permanent feeling damage, yes or no? C.
Ooh.
Did you require a tissue for the tears, yes or no? All right. Now, those are the first. Next, they want the reasons for filing this report. Check box that apply. All right. There's 9 available boxes. And they are as follows. Number 1.
Okay.
I am thin-skinned. Number 2.
Okay.
I am a pussy. Number 3. This is a high school report, all right, from the high school coach. Number 3. I have woman-like hormones. Number 4. I am a queer.
Oh.
Number 5. I am a little bitch. Number 6.
So far, they all seem very similar.
Right. Number 6. I am a crybaby. Number 7. I want my mommy. Number 8. My butt is easily hurt. Or number 9. All of the above. All right. Now, after that, there's one more thing to fill out here. Name of real man who hurt your sensitive little feelings.
Oh.
All right. And then there's a little disclaimer. We as a company take hurt feelings very seriously. If you don't have a mommy that can give you a hug and make it all better, please let your supervisor know and we can provide you with a surrogate. If you need them, diapers, Midol, and a blankie can also be supplied.
Hmm. You know, I think I'd fill the form out and make him give me a diaper in my size. Go get me one, please.
At the bottom, it says, name of little sissy filing report, girly man signature, and real man signature, person being accused. And there is your hurt feelings report that was given out to the high school football team by the coach.
Oh, you know, I understand everything was fine until the Crybabies of America filed a freaking protest.
Oh,
that
God.
Changed everything.
Oh, you know somebody out there was freaking out. Well, okay, so at a meeting, I'm sorry, by the way, this happened a year ago, and the only reason I found it was because I was trying to find the audio of the Wyoming coach cussing out the Air Force coach, and I came across this, and I'm like, how did we not see this last year? But I had to share it. So anyway, the Johnson County School District. Pat Lynch was the head football coach for the Buffalo Bisons. Right. He was also their weightlifting coach. He's been fired as both. However, this is the most unbelievable part
to me.
This
guy's a meathead.
Yeah, but here's the most unbelievable part, John. This guy kept his other position as the school's guidance counselor.
He's the guidance counselor.
This is the guidance counselor did this.
He's a guidance counselor. You come in and you say, what should I do with my life? You should shut up and quit crying about it, you little faggot. That's his idea. You
want
to go to college, you little pansy? Get out and work.
Oh my God.
Don't be a faggot. Catch the ball. Faggot, punk, bitch, catch the football and run like a mother.
Hey, Tommy, I suggest you go over there and try to fuck Angela. She's been looking at you all semester. There you go.
Catch the ball, punk ass faggot.
Right.
Oh, hell. Can you imagine him in crisis mediation? Which one of you faggots got your feelings hurt? You a queer? No.
Well, the high school would not comment on the decision to allow Lynch to retain his position as guidance counselor. The principal said, as that sits with us, we've definitely classified that as a personal matter, and we have no comment on it.
Well, the fact of the matter is, here at Big Johnson High, we haven't graduated a sissy in 15 years.
Then he walked back into a meeting with his student and said,
can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Right.
What are you, thin-skinned, huh? See, that'll get him in trouble. Thin skins. You can't be talking about people's skins, man.
Right.
Are you thin skinned?
Are you a fan? Oh, my God.
Are you a pussy?
Unbelievable.
Your guidance counselor, I can't decide whether to go to Yale or Harvard. Don't be such a pussy. Flip a coin, you fag.
I'm sitting there reading all of that stuff on that form, and none of it blew me away as much as finding out this guy's the guidance counselor of the school, and he kept that job.
Well, they're proud of their no sissies graduating. You know, seriously, they haven't had a sissy graduate there for many years, and I think it's much due to his manly influence. He's the weightlifting coach. Come on, you pussy. Pick it up. Pick it up. Get it off your neck, you pussy. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Faggot, punk, bitch.
Right. All right.
Let me tell you, if you're not a fan of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, I just have one thing to say to you.
You are sick.
Right, Mr. Tillier. Do we have any email, John?
Let me see. Do I have any emails? I got some Facebook stuff here to read. Let's see. I put up every week. I put up a thread on our Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook page, which is really hopping, man. If y'all want to talk to me, come and talk to me there. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to take the email link down because I've been getting spammed like crazy out of it from these frickin'. I don't even know what the hell they are. Oh, by the way, speaking of spam like crazy, Kennedy McGovern, our favorite Eagles apologist. Dude, you've got a virus, okay? Stop.
Oh, shit.
You don't know you're sending it to me, but you are. All right, you've got a virus. Get your computer cleaned out. Let's see. Our buddy Joe Sturr still has no power since Monday. Too bald. Too bad for that. Let's see. D'Angelo Hall. Roman Taman wants to talk about D'Angelo Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see him go after the ref the other day?
Yeah, I saw it all.
Yeah, he was stupid, but you know what? He's claiming that the ref is baiting him. Well, whatever. You still got to be better than that. Ben Boyce wants us to call Andy Reid. We didn't call Andy Reid, but we did make jokes about his mustache. I hope that works.
Yeah, maybe we'll call him next week.
Roman also wants us to mention the Bills giving up 6 yards per carry with their 4 starting defensive linemen eating up just under $37 million in cap space. Yes. What the hell, man? The Bills, with their freaking gigantic expense this year for their defensive line, and they are the worst run defense in the league. I don't know what to do about that. Weldon J. Wierick IV told us, I took your advice from last week and got laid, but now my wife wants her donation back. Well, you should do it to her better. That's all. You got to do her better than that. Chip Underwood, our buddy from Detroit. Dear John and Tom, what's going to be the biggest move of the trade deadline? He's predicting Tim Tebow to Jacksonville for Shahid Khan's mustache and a 70s hairstyle to be named later. I'm telling you, man. If you want to have some fun, pick up a picture of Shahid Khan and then put it next to a picture of Ron Jeremy. Dude, they're almost identical. They could be twins. Our buddy Salty, the Browns fan, I would like to take this opportunity to say to all the San Diego fans out there from us Browns, ha, 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 you've been norved.
Right.
That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
When Browns fans are laughing at you, that's pretty bad. Whew. So that's what we got this week.
All right,
so see us on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour page here on Facebook. It's pretty much fun. Lots of good stuff out there.
And, why don't you just post on the Facebook page? Would you pay 50 cents per episode or give up the show?
I'll put the poll up. A poll up about that. You know what? All you have to do when you get home from work today or whatever you're doing right now, just take a quarter out of your pocket and throw it in a bowl. Before you know it, you're going to have enough for a whole year's worth of Bang Cartoon Radio Hours.
Oh, right.
And if you do this, not only can we maybe make some cartoons and better shows, but we can even probably do it through the spring, too.
Right.
All kinds of goofy shit. You should hear what we talk about when we're not talking about football. We have more fun than anybody.
Oh, my God. We just sit on the phone with you is unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
I don't get to talk to people, Tom. When anybody calls, it turns on. I can't turn it off.
Until he starts talking about his last tennis match, and then it's like, oh, boy.
I didn't do well in my last tennis match. Not too well at all, but I got some nice new strings.
And it flees.
Yeah. Well, I promise you, you know, if you guys think about it, man, 50 cents an episode, if you can do that, and we can talk through spring, I will not talk about my tennis match, and Tom will not talk about bass fishing, but maybe we will.
Right. If we do, it'll be funny.
You're damn straight it will be. It'll be better than anything you heard on the subjects before.
Is that what I was hearing?
Are y'all crazy? And then please.
All right.
That'll do.
Go to the Facebook page. John will put the poll up and
hit the donation button anyway.
F the Giants is all I can say.
Yeah, F the Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys. And this week, who have we got? Oh, F the Panthers.
Yeah, Dallas has got to go to Atlanta. Oh, God.
Shit. Did you see last week we tried to throw a throwback pass to the quarterback, a bomb to RG3, and he got lit up?
All right.
All right. Somebody wanted me to mention that. All right, that's enough.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is. Yasukis uses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasu Kids supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.
Okay, Mr. Smith, tell me what happened.
Well, I just sat down when pow.
Pow?
Pow, right in the mouth.
And can you describe the assailants?
There were three of them.
And how are they dressed?
With rosemary garnish and a red wine jus.
Jus?
Jus.
Well, it's like a gravy, is it? Yeah. Any potatoes at the scene?
Oh, yes. Mashed with garlic.
That's a serious assault.
There was no salt.
Lamb hits you in the chops. More knockout recipes at simplylamb.co.uk.